When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Our Drive Time presenter, Martina O'Donoghue, who worked with Alf McCarthy. And Martina joins me this morning to share her memories of this great radio legend. Good morning to you, Martina.
Good morning, Patricia. Very sad news today.
It's very, very sad. According to RTE, he died after a short illness. Were you aware that he was unwell?
I knew since only Tuesday night. I got the shock news and I couldn't believe it. And he had only been unwell, as I gather, for about 2 weeks, you know, since Easter, and had been admitted to hospital. And, you know, I knew on Tuesday night things weren't looking good for him. And I was just, yesterday was spent exchanging messages with friends I have since my days in RTE. And we were just forwards and backwards. And I think I was very distracted on my show yesterday.
I know,
because it was
hard.
Just in my mind the whole time.
It's very hard. Now, in the late 90s, I think it was, you started working in RTE Cork. Was that when you first crossed paths with Alf?
It was really, and I had come from local radio in 96 FM, our sister station. And, you know, when you work in music radio, as I do in local radio, you don't have a producer, you do everything yourself. So that was what I was used to. And then I was going to do some radio with RTE Radio Cork, and Alf was going to be my producer. And I was kind of a little bit nervous, like, oh, what's this going to be like? I'm going to be working with someone on a radio show, you know. But he really put me at my ease straight away, I have to say. He has had a very big personality, very theatrical, but then one-on-one, very warm-hearted and kind and helpful, and a very calm person as well, which is absolutely what you need by your side in that job when things go wrong. You know, somebody to say, don't worry, we can fix this, you know, very unflappable, really.
Because he always came across, when you listened to him or when you saw him on TV, the ultimate professional.
Yes, I would say absolutely. And very passionate about what he did, you know. And when you're passionate about what you do, you put a lot of work into it. You care about it. I would say he very much cared about the work he did. He was interested in doing a good professional job every time. And then if you work with him, that rubs off on you, of course, you know. And I imagine he brought the same thing to theatre. He wanted to be an actor from a very young age. And I think, you know, he got joy out of both those sides of himself, the radio and the theatre. And I guess he's very fortunate he got the opportunity
a lot of people don't get that opportunity to tap into both of their talents. And of course, he was an award-winning actor, and he appeared in a number of plays, for example, in the Everyman Theatre. But let's not forget, he also created comedy and satire.
Yeah, and I think that was a perfect fit for his personality, because he was good crack. He had a good sense of humour. So I think he loved working on those kind of comedy projects with people like Alan Short and the late Frank Toomey. And they took projects to TV as well as radio. On TV, there was like Bull Island was hugely successful. There was Short Circuit. There was The Usual Suspects. bit of a trip down memory lane now today, thinking about all these things. And I just think that he was in his element doing things like that, actually, because it would come naturally to him to create some funny content, you know?
Yeah, and actually only yesterday I had Paddy O'Callaghan joining us live in studio, and obviously it was my first time chatting to Paddy since Frank Toomey had died. So we were talking about Frank yesterday on the programme, and I believe it was at Frank's funeral was the last time that you met up with Alf a few months ago.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And for once in my life, I arrived early and had secured my parking spot. And then along came Alf. And I think, you know, all the parking was gone and we managed to squeeze him in anyway. And, you know, we got out of our cars and big hug. And that's the kind of thing I would say about Alf. You know, the way some people in life are huggers and some people are not. Well, Alf is one of life's huggers. So big hug for me. And it was lovely. And we had the little chat before we went into the cathedral. And he spoke at Frank Toomey's funeral. He spoke on the altar at length about Frank. And gosh, you know, never did I think that the next time I'd see him would be at his own funeral. I mean, my mind is boggled by that thought, you know.
And he spoke, I unfortunately wasn't able to attend Frank's funeral, but I did watch it. It was streamed online. And Alf spoke so eloquently about Frank. I think, you know, Frank would have been humbled and proud of the way Alf spoke about him. It was a lovely, lovely tribute that he gave to him. And even though, as I mentioned in the introduction, he did retire from radio presentation back in 2015, but that didn't stop Alf. He didn't go into retirement and take out the pipe and slippers and do a bit of gardening.
No, not at all. And actually, he wouldn't have retired if he'd had his way, because I think in RTE, there is this thing that you retire when you're 65 if you're staff. And he would have not agreed with that at all. He wanted to keep going, you know, but that was the way it was. But he kept busy. He was involved in the Sunday Songbook on stage. He was only on stage at the Everyman, I think, less than 2 weeks ago in the Burt Bacharach celebration show. He had his own podcast. He was living in Roscarbery recently. He was able to do that podcast from home. I think he was always someone who was going to have a hand in something because he was interested and passionate. And that doesn't leave a person, you know, even as you age, you know. And he was always, I think he looked younger than his years.
Yeah,
I
was surprised when, and it's only when somebody dies when they start revealing people's ages. I was surprised to hear that he was 73. I did not think the man was 73.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, honestly. He would be as youthful as anyone else you could put in the room that would be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And he lived life to the full, I think. And I think he had a positive outlook, and that's why he was able to reinvent himself quite a number of times through his life and just keep on carrying on, you know. Okay. But one can't help thinking that he still had a lot of living to do. So yeah. I feel like it's really sad that he won't have that chance.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for remembering your dear friend, and our condolence to you on the loss of a dear friend. We don't have funeral arrangements yet, but we do pass on deepest sympathies to all of Alf's family and wide circle of friends. But Martina, thank you for that, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning to you.
You're
that
welcome.
Is our Drive Time presenter, Martina O'Donoghue, will be back on air today after Nick at 4 o'clock. And actually, we were looking back to our own audio files here before we came on air. And Alf was involved, as Martina said, in many stage musicals in Cork. And he actually joined me in studio last summer. It was in advance of the Swinging 60s show, and he was touring around Cork at the time. And here's just a little clip from that interview where he was talking about the songs from the 60s.
When you say the 60s, nearly every song was an iconic tune, you know?
Yeah, and people know it and will be able to sing along, which is what you're encouraging people to do.
Exactly. The other side of that is that for some of the songs, we project the lyrics onto a screen as well, you know? So, like, they have no excuse, really, basically. As a result, we have a lovely team. We're up for anything, in a sense. We've got about 14 shows that we can do instantly.
Alf, we wish you luck and enjoy it. And I know, and I can see how excited you are about it. It's not work at all.
I'm always excited,
but
that would be the medication. That would be the medication, Patricia, as you well know.
Listen, thanks a million. We'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye bye. Bye bye. The wonderful Alf McCarthy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.